I'm Steve Potter, and welcome to Cityscape. Michael Castro has just been named St. Louis's first official poet, or poet laureate. Later in the program, Nancy Fowler will talk to him about the challenges that he believes poetry can address, including the unrest in Ferguson and elsewhere. And we'll also meet the two men responsible for Homes for the Holidays, a Rock and Winter concert. That's an event that benefits local charities that address homelessness. And one of those gentlemen actually grew up in the Ferguson area, and he saw firsthand the challenges that are faced there by some who live there. But first, and we begin the program today with a ballet that premiered in Russia in 1892. St. Louis Ballet's production of The Nutcracker is coming to the Two Hill Performing Arts Center December 18th through the 23rd. Lauren Lane dances the role of the Sugar Plum Fairy. Stephen Lawrence is the Cavalier. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
And it's hard for you to stay in your seats while that was playing. I just happened to notice that. That was the Nutcracker Overture.
Yep, that's correct.
Which will you be hearing that later today? Because you're still in rehearsals, are you not?
Yes, we will be. That's at the beginning of Party Scene, so the very opening of the ballet, and we have that rehearsal at 5:30 today.
Now, this production, The Nutcracker, this is actually when St. Louis Ballet's season begins, right?
Yes, that's correct. This is the performance that kicks off our 2014-2015 season.
So, what do you have, three or four productions altogether?
Yes, we have three productions this year.
Well, evidently, from what I was able to learn, the original production didn't go over that well back in 1892. But, gee, ever since the 1960s, though, it's really become a standard. What do you know about the ballet's history? What can you tell us about that?
Well, the ballet is based on the tale, The Nutcracker and the Mouse King, by E.T.A. Hoffman. It was first performed in St. Petersburg, Russia. But now, as you said, yeah, it's a staple of the holiday season. Pretty much every company around the United States, for sure, performs it. And the music's iconic. You hear it in ads and,
right.
You know, in the mall, everywhere.
Television, movies.
Yeah,
in
everywhere.
Fact, I came across a figure. It's amazing. I don't know about St. Louis Ballet, but there are evidently some major ballet companies that something like 40% of their revenue comes from their annual performances of The Nutcracker, which is amazing.
Oh, yeah. Nutcracker for ballet companies is kind of our Super Bowl.
Yeah, it's our moneymaker. It's, you know, it helps fund the rest of the season. So Nutcracker is very important for all ballet companies.
Mm-hmm. Have you two danced this before, being dancers for however long you've been?
Oh,
have you done it other places?
Oh, yes. I've done Nutcracker several times and three other locations. I did it with two schools where I trained, one in Houston, Texas, one in Illinois. And I also performed with the Joffrey in Chicago and did their Nutcracker. And It was a lot of fun.
What about you, Lauren?
Growing up, I actually did not do the Nutcracker. I performed once with Oregon Ballet Theater when I was four. And then after that, I performed different holiday ballets until I got to St. Louis. So this is the only Nutcracker that I really know.
Yeah, but at least you're the Sugar Plum Fairy, right?
That's true.
That's kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about this production in particular. St. Louis Ballet's artistic director, Gen Horiyuchi. What's been his approach? You know, because, you know, every company might do the show a little bit differently. So, and particularly, Stephen, since you've done it before, maybe you can speak to that. What's Gen's approach to this?
Well, I mean, everyone has their own different way of handling the Nutcracker. Gen is following Balanchine's ideal, his ideas in this production. And what he does is he has his set choreography in his mind. He chooses his dancers based off of what roles that he foresees them would be the strongest in, and gives everyone a chance. And the choreography is, you know, very good. Of course, everyone has their own different styles. When I was in Joffrey, we did their Nutcracker based off of Marius Petipa. But with, again, when I tried to do the new Balanchine dance routines, it was very different to me. It was a lot of fun to learn something outside of the realm of what I'm used to be doing several, you know, years ago. So,
Lauren, was there anything new for you so far in this experience?
Well, I mean, I definitely, yeah, well, learning the whole Nutcracker was new. You know, coming in, it was weird because everyone had done Nutcracker somewhere else, and they knew the music, and they knew at least the old steps that they'd learned to it, and I knew nothing. So I remember I was kind of shocked a little bit at first when I came in. But
you like a challenge, right?
I love a challenge. Dancers always love a challenge. That's, you know, that's our purpose, is to be challenged.
Well, one thing interesting in this production, which may not be true for all of them, there's some interesting special effects like pyrotechnics, and you tell me.
Yeah, no, I think that's one thing that really makes our Nutcracker stand out is, again, loves to put special effects and interesting visual things on stage to keep the audience surprised. And, you know, there's glitter, there's the iconic snow that falls. And we have some new visual surprises this year. So if you come to our Nutcracker, there's some things that you've never seen before, but they're going to be pretty exciting. So
okay, give me a hint.
It's something really big. It'll be an act, too.
It's a surprise.
That's all the hint I get?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Well, let's talk about your role. Steven, start with you. You are playing the Cavalier. Who is that person?
Well, the Cavalier is actually kind of the servant of the Sugar Plum.
That's right.
I was created by her. And my role is...
Are you a toy?
Well, no, I'm not a toy, no. I'm actually more to assist her and her needs and her magic and everything and keep the kingdom of sweets in order. And I dance with her at the end.
And the Sugar Plum Fairy?
So the Sugar Plum Fairy, or at least as I see her, she basically makes all the magic for Act Two. So she's really important. She has to make sure to, you know, do her job. And she has all her friends come out and dance for Clara and put on this great show. And, you know, she gives Clara a crown. And then at the end, she gets to dance with her cavalier for Clara, which is, you know, kind of the high point of the ballet. So
let's talk a little bit about the plot, just a little bit. Act One, Scene One. It's Christmas Eve, right?
Yeah, that's right. And Clara is the main character.
She's a little girl.
Yep, she's the little girl. And Drosselmeyer.
Mm-hmm. Her uncle. Or differs in different ballets.
He shows up and they're exchanging gifts and things.
Yeah. Exactly. Right. He shows up and he brings magic into the household by doing tricks, which, of course, you'll see. And he has dolls dance and he brings wonder to children. It's a fantastic character.
And at some point, this little wooden nutcracker grows into a life-size thing.
So he brings her the nutcracker as a gift, and there's, you know, a whole to-do about that. But then as Clara falls asleep at the end of the night, Drosselmeyer comes back, and he, you know, casts magic, and the nutcracker grows to, well, I think technically Clara shrinks, but the nutcracker comes to life and the tree gets huge. And, you know, there's the whole battle scene where the mice come out and they are trying to kind of get Clara, and the nutcracker saves her.
Now the nutcracker becomes the handsome prince.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then they both, the prince and Clara, travel to the land of sweets, and that's where Sugar Plum Fairy.
That's you where
guys
we
do,
meet up.
You guys do a big number at the end. Tell me about that.
Well, that, yeah, as I said before, that's kind of the high point of the ballet. You know, we're finally doing our dance for Clara. It's wonderful to dance. The music is very dramatic, and we do a big pas de deux together, which is just where we're partnering. It's a lot of lifts and turns, and we each get our moment to dance. And
oh, yeah. And she also does a beautiful variation at the very beginning of the act to welcome Clara as well. Mm-hmm. And the pas de deux is, yes, a lot of fun. I get to lift her, and I do a bunch of jumps and turns. We both compliment each other. It's a fantastic variation.
St. Louis Ballet presents the Nutcracker December 18th through the 23rd at the Two Hill Performing Arts Center at the University of Missouri, St. Louis. And if you'd like more information, be sure to go to stlpublicradio.org to the Cityscape page. We'll have a link to the Two Hills website. And then they're doing some other events. Maybe you can tell me a little bit about that. I know you're probably involved, Lauren. It's the Sugar Plum Fairy Luncheon. You're going to do a couple of those, and they're doing a couple of dinners too?
Yeah, so we have before some of the matinee shows on the 20th, 22nd, and 23rd of December, there are Sugar Plum Fairy Luncheons. So They're great for anyone to come to, and it's a catered lunch that you get, and then a bunch of the cast, including the Sugar Plum Fairy and the Cavalier, will come out, and they'll do autographs for you and pose for pictures. And then they're also, on the evenings of December 19th and 20th, there are Nutcracker Dinners, which is a new thing that we're doing this year, and they'll feature catered meals and also visits from Santa Claus. So.
Well, you both have been with a St. Louis Ballet for a fairly long time, a number of years, both of you. Stephen, you're originally from Maine, but isn't it true that you danced your first principal role with St. Louis Ballet?
Oh, yes. Actually, my first principal role was with the St. Louis Ballet. It was Cinderella, and it was a great time for me. I was really trying to push myself to get to that rank, and it was a lot of fun, and yeah, it was good.
Where in Maine did you grow up?
I grew up in, well, actually, I moved a couple places. One was in Ellsworth, and then I moved to Lemoyne, Maine.
Little towns, are they?
Yes, very small towns.
Yeah. And, you know, part of St. Louis Ballet, what they do is educational with students. And you actually teach hip-hop?
Yes, I do teach hip-hop as well. Well, when I was younger, I used to take all sorts of different forms of dance.
Right.
And hip-hop just stuck with me.
Lauren, you're from Oregon. Portland, is it?
Yep, I'm from Portland, Oregon.
So what don't we know about you? We know about Stephen and hip-hop. Anything that would surprise us?
I don't know. I don't know. I mean,
your cat's named Edward.
I do have a cat named Edward, yeah. I'm a fan of Twilight, so, you know, I do have a cat named Edward. He's huge. One time when I had him at the airport, my mom convinced some people standing by me that he was a baby panther. So, you know, he's a cool cat.
That's Lauren Lane. She's dancing the role of Sugar Plum Fairy. Stephen Lawrence is the Cavalier. They're both in St. Louis Ballet's production of The Nutcracker, again, December 18th through the 23rd. Go to our website for more information. And thank you both for being here. And have a great holiday season and a successful run of The Nutcracker.
Thank you so much.
Coming up next on Cityscape, St. Louis's Poet Laureate. This is St. Louis Public Radio.